TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Jim Lord here.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
Yeah, I know.
But kindness is the answer.
Right here on TCN Mornings and
everywhere.
Hey kids, hey parents, it's Thursday, the 18th day of April. Today is National Animal Crackers Day. Yes, it is. You know, animal crackers first came to the United States in the late 1800s. And it looks like they came from England. I think they're actually more like cookies than they are crackers, but nevertheless, they're called crackers. It was in 1902 that animal crackers began to be packaged and sold by the Nabisco Company and became known as Barnum's Animals. And the box showed a circus train theme of the Barnum and Bailey Circus. They were a big hit in 1902, and they still are today. So, happy National Animal Crackers Day to you. Well, we don't have a famous hero birthday for you today, and we don't have a story about animal crackers, but we do have a story that ends with some special cookies. It's called I Can't Go, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
Anna had several friends. She spent a lot of time with them at school and at her home or at their homes. But something began to change as she and her friends grew a little older. Her friends' parents started taking them places and leaving them by themselves, places like the movies and the mall. When they were all talking about going to see a movie and meeting up with some boys there, Anna said, "I think we have other plans for this Friday night, and besides, I don't think my parents would let me go." The other girls just rolled their eyes at Anna, and one of them said, "Oh, grow up." "Yeah, grow up," the others repeated. Anna was hurt because her friends were being hateful to her. On Monday at school, the whole group of girls, who now thought they were all grown up, wouldn't even speak to Anna. After school, Anna went home by herself and sat on her bed crying. At the same time, the other girls were sitting in one of the friends' kitchens, eating a snack and saying cruel things about Anna. When that girl's mom walked in and heard what they were saying, she said, "You know, some of us thought you were old enough to go to the movies by yourself, but the way you are acting right now pretty much proves that you are not. Why don't you see if you can try being heroes instead by helping Anna have a happy afternoon? Here, take these cookies with you and offer her some." Well, by now the girls were feeling pretty bad. "We're sorry, Mom," said the lady's daughter, and she really meant it. The other girls agreed that their thinking had been selfish and immature. They promised not to treat anyone that way again. Then they said, "We're gone, and hey, thanks for the hero cookies." I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of these heroes, and I know that you can become a hero too.
So have you ever had to turn friends down because your parents wouldn't let you go somewhere with them? How did that make you feel? Also, why do you think Anna's parents didn't want her to go to some of those places? And finally, why do you think the girl called the cookies hero cookies? Just some things to think about as you go through your day today. Okay, just ahead, another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future coming up right here on this Thursday edition of TCN Mornings. You know, we talk a lot about helping and sharing and things like that here on TCN Mornings. So here's your opportunity to do just that. If you're a listener, and I'm guessing you are if you're hearing this, and if you enjoy what you're hearing, then share. It's just like sharing a smile. It costs you nothing, and it can hopefully brighten someone else's day as well. So tell everybody you know about TCN Mornings every weekday at tcnmornings.com or anywhere. Just Google TCN Mornings. So my old Irish pappy and the things I learned when I was your age about life and how to live it better. As I've said before, there's not a single day that goes by when I don't remember something my pappy taught me.
One thing hasn't changed very much since I was a boy. Some people just like to show off and do some real stupid stuff. And sometimes it cuts life short for them. Don't be stupid. Don't be showing off.
Yep, you know that's true. Some people just like to show off and do some really stupid stuff. And sometimes it cuts life short for them. Don't be stupid. Don't be a show-off. Okay, and now it's time for the
question of the day.
And we'll make this a fun question, too, on this National Animal Crackers Day. You heard earlier that animal crackers originated in England, but came to the U.S. in the late 1800s, and that it was the Nabisco Company in 1902 that began packaging and selling them in circus-themed boxes. And the boxes also had a string for a handle. So your question is, why did they have a string on them? Why did they have a string on them? And the answer is actually pretty cool. So if you know, email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And the first correct answer will be featured right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now about the question from yesterday. Yesterday was National Blah, Blah, Blah Day. Yeah, it really was. And, of course, blah is actually a word in the English language, but it hasn't always been. So your question was, when was the word blah first used, and what does it mean? Well, Connor from Indianapolis, Indiana, says the word blah was first used in a 1918 publication, and it was about gossiping and talking about meaningless topics. And Connor, well, that's pretty much it. So thank you for that answer. Okay, stick around as usual. One more quick segment ahead. But as for me, I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
Mark Twain once said, "Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do day after tomorrow just as well." Now, obviously that was meant as a joke, but just think about how many people actually live their lives that way. Our number one threat to success is procrastination. Well, a good question to ask at this point would be, just why in the world do we procrastinate if it's costing us something we really want to have? Procrastination has several causes. Laziness and apathy are two. They can be replaced with vision and determination, but one of the main causes of procrastination is fear. Fear of what we don't know or what may be required of us if we try to step out and accomplish something. If the paralyzing effect of fear is indeed behind your procrastination, become educated about that which you fear. You can then walk right through your anxieties and march on toward your goals. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network, tcnmornings.com.